Scientists on an expedition off the coast of Alaska found something they had long thought was impossible. Beneath 2, 3, even 4 feet of ice in the frozen Chukchi Sea, they found algae. Not just a little, but a bloom that ran at least 60 miles wide. The team just published its findings in the journal Science. Here to tell us why it's a big deal is the man who led the expedition, Kevin Arrigo, professor of Environmental Earth System Science at Stanford University. Professor Arrigo, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why is this so surprising?
Well, it's surprising because ice is a really good barrier to light. Generally, we assume whenever there's ice on the ocean, there's not going to be any light underneath it, and plants can't grow. Clearly, that's not the case in the place where we studied in the Chukchi Sea.
So is this a new phenomenon or just newly discovered?
We don't really know. We do know that in the place where we discovered it, it is new. 20, 30 years ago, if we'd have sampled that same area, the ice would have been probably 9, 10 feet thick. Today, the ice is a lot thinner. And not only is it a lot thinner, it's also covered in melt ponds. And what the melt ponds do is they allow a lot more light to be transmitted into the ice. It makes the ice a lot less reflective, and a lot more light penetrates into the water so that the phytoplankton underneath can grow.
So help us understand this ecosystem then. I mean, is this a good thing or a bad thing that this phytoplankton is growing under the ice?
It's not really a good or a bad thing. It's a different thing, and that's sort of the important part. It's going to be really dependent on how the system responds to that particular change.
And when you mean system responding, it means what kinds of animals will be eating more of this, eating less of this, whether it'll hurt other species, that sort of thing?
Well, that's right. You know, there's a certain amount of food that gets produced in places like the Chukchi Sea, and there's a limited amount of nutrients, and so there's only so much to go around. There's a lot of animals that feed off the bottom. And most of this stuff that's going to be produced under the ice is probably going to sink to the bottom. So things like walruses and gray whales, they feed off of things at the bottom, and they'll probably do really well. Other animals that feed more in the water, seabirds that eat small fish, they may actually do worse under this situation because more of the food is going to be going to the bottom feeders as opposed to them.
Do we understand yet what this means? I mean, what is the kind of takeaway from this discovery?
Well, I think there's a few takeaway messages. First of all, for me at least, and for my group, it's really gratifying to know that, you know, we can work in systems for 20 years, we can go out and we can be surprised. And this was a really surprising finding. This is one of those things where if someone had asked me about beforehand, I would have told them it was impossible. And as we were seeing it, we were convinced that there was something wrong, that our instruments were wrong, and this couldn't be here. The other thing is, though, it's really important for us to understand how this Earth we live in is going to change in the face of ongoing changes in climate and other things that are going on. We got to go to those places that are most sensitive to those changes. The Arctic is one of them. And I think seeing something like this that was totally unexpected and totally unanticipated, I think, is a real wake-up call for us that we really need to get a better handle on how these systems work today so that we can understand better how they might respond in the future.
Kevin, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Kevin Arrigo is professor of Environmental Earth System Science at Stanford University.
Moral Things Considered coming up right after this.